But Mr. Holmes, Katie is simply dying to see you.
I really hope that it will not come to that, Mrs. Hudson.
Thus far in these memoirs, I may have given the impression that in no time in his career did my friend exercise his great gifts on behalf of our long-suffering landlady. In fact, he was involved in several cases at her request. The persecution of her cousin Mathilda, the murder of her niece and Mary's fiancé, and the sinister secret concerning her childhood friends, the Smollets. But the most shocking problem of all, brought to our attention by that good woman, was undoubtedly that of Mr. Theodore Hartnell and his extraordinary lodger. Mrs. Hudson had encountered Katie Whitehall when acting as a chaperone at a Christmas dance held for local domestics. Katie had proven to be a most personable young woman, and the two had fallen easily into conversation. Mrs. Hudson heard of the astonishing goings-on in the house at Lancaster Gate, where Katie was employed as maid. She determined that not a moment should be lost in presenting the problem to her eminent lodger. Sherlock Holmes, however, was not easily persuaded. He had recently concluded a most wearying investigation into the hideous affair of the Cockroach Emporium, and was quite unwilling to accept another case before the new year. Such was the level of depravity we had exposed in our recent inquiry, in which many innocent men and women had suffered painful and lingering deaths, that Holmes was now beginning to doubt the existence of a deity that could permit such cruelty. I did not, therefore, have high hopes for the prospect of a particularly merry Christmas. So while the young maid sat expectantly in Mrs. Hudson's parlour, the redoubtable lady attempted to plead with Holmes on her behalf.
If you desire to see the problem solved, I told her, I strongly recommend that you come to my lodger, Mr. Sherlock Holmes. If you could just see her, sir. The poor girl needs...